The first century when Christianity just appeared is called the century of tremendous gifts. You just imagine what was happening back then. The first century was the century of abominable persecution of Christianity. Jesus Christ was resurrected. The apostles were sitting in seclusion behind the closed doors. Stephen was beaten with stones. These were abominable atrocities from the side of Jews, and at the same time from the Roman Empire, when the Christian church was declared illicit. That is why the slogan was "The Christians to the Lion." Horrible execution started. Tacit, a famous historian, tells how Nero once, I won't be speaking about the reasons for that, but once gave his gardens for the feasts where Christians who had been caught were bound to the stones. They were wrapped around with cloths, and with the coming of darkness were burned to enlighten the gardens. Tacit himself, who resented Christians, was telling that it was abominable atrocity from the side of the Romans. Can you hear that? There were horrible persecutions. If back then the Christians, regardless of these persecutions, were not getting these wonderful gifts, for example, speaking different languages, repelling demons, if that was not happening, Christianity would have been destroyed in the first century. Only thanks to these tremendous gifts Christians were getting back then, Christianity preserved. It's a wonder of Christianity preservation. There is no religion in the world which was surviving in such conditions. And because Christianity still exists, it's a great wonder. So one of these gifts was really speaking in different languages, because you may start speaking in different languages. Back then it was very important because Christians were very wise people. Apostle Paul writes in his first message, those people who were given this gift of speaking different languages, God warned them, do not speak to other people until they understand you, because your speaking would be useless, would be nonsense. Speak to yourself, think, know this fact to yourself. Speak only in case you got a translator. Then, yes, what is given to you, please speak. Without translators, do not speak different languages. It was the first century when such gifts were real. Later, we don't even get messages about it. These were really rare things, rare phenomena. That's why he was saying that, yeah, it is good, especially in those times, for voicing out the point of view, but if you don't have people who understand you, you'd better keep silence, even if you have such a gift. And now let's see what is happening now. The people who we call sectarians suddenly decided, forgetting every other gifts, suddenly decide that they can speak different languages. If only you could look at this phenomenon, how it is all happening. It is all followed by nonsense, by just blabbing. It's a useless blabbing in different languages, and they declare it, speaking different languages. Excuse me, if really the Spirit is speaking. Now we have to answer the question, where are people who repel the demons? Where are those people who heal the illnesses? Where are these people? Where are those people who Jesus Christ says that if they drink something poisonous, it would not damage them? If the snake bites them, they don't die. They take only speaking different languages. Just try to prove that it's not blabbing in different languages. So he speaks something useless. But how can he speak? What language can he speak? Why? Why do we need that? Christianity is a religion of wisdom. Jesus Christ brought us life, wisdom, and sense. So is it speaking just for the sake of speaking? You know, nowadays, in these non-Christian sectarian circles, very strange things are happening. I'll tell you only about one fact. The phenomenon is called Toronto. So this is the capital of Canada. For example, 10 such priests come to Toronto who are endowed, for example, with the skill of eloquence, and they start speaking, stirring up people to the extent that they really start crying, yelling. Someone falls down unconscious, and they say, "This is the Holy Spirit." So how can we say that? How can we really say that? We know the results of the Spirit. Apostle Paul writes about them. The result of the Holy Spirit is peace, love, patience, humility. You hear that? He enumerates this. What is happening here? Hysteria. Suddenly hysteria starts. So everyone says, "This is the Holy Spirit." We once had the case. Do you know what was happening then? And they started yelling, "He came, he came, he arrived." Do you know what that means? So the Holy Spirit arrived. Oh my God. That's what is happening. Unfortunately, they took only one aspect, speaking different languages. Do you know why they took this? Because you will never know what is happening to this person. The madness, insanity, you have no idea. There is nothing easier than calling this speaking different languages. Prove that this is a language. If it were speaking in different languages, that would be a translator who would speak lessons to the people. Everyone was listening with amazement. People were listening, and really, the Holy Spirit was speaking. What is happening here? Can they really outstrip the person who really speaks different languages? Poor people, they took it out. They start speaking languages, but you prove that this is a real language. Prove that this is true. Really prove it. No languages here.